From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the migrant crisis in Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel faced down jeering anti-immigrant protesters in Heidenau Wednesday, saying her country has no tolerance for shameful and repulsive treatment of refugees seeking asylum there. Meanwhile, refugee chaos reigned in southern Hungary, with police firing tear gas at a migrant center where about 200 migrants refused to be fingerprinted. The government of Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists have agreed to end ceasefire violations in the eastern part of the country on September 1st, the first day of school. The truce was negotiated by the Trilateral Contact Group under the auspices of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The two sides agreed in February to a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, but sporadic fighting has continued. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir signed a peace agreement aimed at ending nearly 20 months of fighting between government forces and rebels led by his former deputy. Mr. Kiir expressed reservations while signing the agreement Wednesday during a ceremony in the capital, Juba. The government has previously objected to power-sharing provisions, calls to demilitarize Juba, and putting foreign peace monitors in South Sudan. Selling by investors in China drove Shanghai stock prices down again Wednesday, despite traders' early hopes that 5 days of losses could be reversed. Meanwhile, Wall Street surged at the beginning of trade Wednesday. Brokers in the West said investors were regaining confidence after the market turmoil that peaked last week when China devalued its currency. This is VOA News.